Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Black History Month is in full swing in Northumberland County with the raising of the Pan-African flag in Cobourg and Port Hope. But for Angela Grogan, this month is about learning more of the rich contributions Black people have made to the area.
For me, Black history is a time of reflection, learning and recognition of a history that I knew little about. It is a time to honor the history, contributions, resilience and leadership of Black communities across Canada, and also right here in our local community of Northumberland County.
So then how do you honor that?
We honor it in many ways. It began in 2024 when I realized there was no official recognition of Black History Month in our county, and I wouldn't even go, and it might be anywhere east of here. I started off by petitioning to the municipality of Port Hope to proclaim February as Black History Month in our municipality and to raise the Pan-African flag as a symbol. Then in 2025, I extended that same petition to the county of Northumberland and again this year to the county, to the town of Cobourg. I must say, even though it might sound commendable, I don't think it should have been based on advocacy for this recognition to be given, because we have a history of early settlers in our county that has been either erased or buried in the archives. And I am not sure if our listeners are following me on my 28-day series. I take pride in knowing that I dedicated almost close to 6 months in researching Northumberland County's history that has excluded Black people.
Angela, give us some of the history that you've researched about prominent Black people in the county.
If you look at my first series on day one, I looked at the pioneer people and the first settlers that came to Northumberland via the railroad, freedom fighters. They came with a number of different reasons, just like how other immigrants have come to Canada. So if we look at day one, I'm pulling it up because that's who I am, pulling back up my notes. If we look at day one, we will see that there's a number of prominent families who came here and are still living here. And their names could sometimes be recognized by people in the community. And I'm not saying they're directly related, but I'm just saying that, yes, we see that the history of Black history is rooted in Northumberland County. And I use that also as a theme of my Black History Month presentations. So when we look at local historical research documents, you had families such as the Huffmans, Longsberry, and Hornback families living in and around Cobourg, Port Hope, Bewdley, and Hamilton townships. These families were not just passing through. They were rooted. It is stated that the Longsberry family settled near Harwood, and some Black settlers in the northern, and some of them were farmers. The Huffmans lived in the Hamilton Township, and some of their family members are buried in Bewdley Union Cemetery. The records also list early Black individuals connected to Port Hope, including Edward Berry. These facts are real, and they're woven into our shared history. And I take great pride in this one because I moved to Port Hope about 13 years ago, and one of my good friends always teased me, you would never be long because you would need 3 generations of family buried in the local cemetery. So when I was doing my research and I discovered all this, I thought, here you are, I do belong, even though they're not my family.
How does it make you feel, though, that this is now getting out?
Well, I think it's now getting out because I took the deliberate, I won't say ownership because I don't own it, but I used some of the experiences that I encountered in the county and in my town to investigate, to find out why is it that people believe that Black people doesn't, or our new immigrants, or new migrants coming in from Toronto and other cities to Port Hope and to Northumberland County. Because if you look back, the records also stated that there was a William Waddell, and he established a barbershop in Coburg called the Coburg Bath before 1848. And it described him as a black entrepreneur. Then they give detailed records of ownership of the Albert House and the concert rooms on King Street East in Port Hope. So when history is not fully told, it's Shea who is seen as belonging and why their stories do not matter.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.